is in Southern California, but neither of us knew that we existed until just last October when we met for the first time. And it was just a real exciting thing that happened with us, because even though all our lives we haven't known each other, all of a sudden we met and it's like we just clicked. And ever since that time, we have kind of been like glue to each other, trying to find our relatives throughout the world, because as we have started this big quest to find our family, we have found that we have relatives really all over the world, Australia, South Africa, all over the United States, and Greece, and Kithira, and we have become kind of compulsive about trying to find as much information as we can. Terry's going to talk a little bit about a family tree that an uncle of ours had started. He came in 1935 and he had a family tree written up, and that was the basis for ours, and we kind of expanded on that. And then my cousin, who many of you might know, the late Manoli Altieris, he was from Kithira, and he passed away in September of 2004. He was very interested in genealogy, and when I came to the island 10 years ago, he sat down with me and he says, okay, this is what we have for our family. And in our family, he was the one that had done the most writing. So my parents, okay, I'll say my mother, because my father was from Athens. My mother's family was from Kithira. My yaya was from Christaforianica. Her name was Maria Klenzos. And my papu was Yanis Alfieris. So I have the Alfieris and the Klenzos. So Terry is related to me on the Klenzos side, and Manoli was related to me on the Alfieri side. So we had the Klenzos tree, which is the biggest one that we have so far. And this is what we have done so far. Terry, you can come help me. And my Yaya is right here, and her descendants are like the majority of this right here. There's 101 descendants of my Yaya and Papu that live in the United States, mostly in California. My Papu and Yaya went to Alexandria, Egypt in the early 1900s or late 1800s. We're not exactly sure. And then in 1906, my Papu immigrated to the United States along with my Yaya's two brothers. And I think that's why they went there, because her two brothers were there as well. So, and then my Papu's brothers, the other Alfieri's brothers, you've got to turn it on.
Yeah.
There we go. They ended up going to Australia, and some of them ended up coming back here. So then another thing that happened was, I'll let you take that. You know, I remember as a child going through the photo albums in my Yaya's, the pictures in my Yaya's photo albums. All these old people in portraits like this, you know. Who were these people? What were their lives like? And somehow over the years after my Yaya and Papu died, the photographs kind of got lost among aunts and uncles, and little by little I started collecting them. I would say probably close to 30 years ago, I started collecting them, putting them on my walls. And then I started collecting other photos of people that I didn't know, because if you had a beautiful portrait like this, it had to be somebody, right? It had to be somebody related to your family. It's not like you're just going to have possession of that photo without having it have meaning. So I started this quest to identify people in these old photographs. And not only my old photographs, but I started going around to relatives and friends of relatives that had photographs, collecting them, scanning them, and identifying them. And this is when this tree has started to come alive for us, because now we don't just have a name on the tree, but we have a face to go with it. And that has made it just very exciting for me. I'm a little bit of a technology person, and I like taking these photographs and putting them into slideshows and videos. And I've made several videos that I've posted on the web. I have a little website called Kithira Connections, where as I've been collecting information, I've been posting it on the web. And I've posted my family trees on the web. And that's also been a way people find a name on my tree, and they send me an email and say, my name is on your family tree, and I want to know how we're related. And so that's another way that we've kind of come along and you know, extended. I have several videos with me today that if we have time later, I can kind of show you what we've done. There's a woman that lives near us. She's my, second cousin, Sari? I can never remember exactly how we're related, but she was married to my second cousin. Her name is Stamatula Mavromatis Klenzos. And as I was in Christoforianica and Logos Etianica earlier this week, they'd say, oh, Stamatula, I know Stamatula. And they remembered her wedding. And Stamatula had a box of old photographs. And Terry and I went to her house and we interviewed her. And just very simply, she had a cookbook stand, kind of like this. You know, we put it on the table and we put a picture on it. And I had my camera focused on the picture, and Stamatula would talk about the picture, and she'd talk about the people in the picture, what they were doing, who they were, how they were related to so-and-so. And this, for me, is a real treasure, because now we have that on a DVD, and it's, you know, we know who these people are. It's not going to be like somebody's going to find a box of pictures later and not know who the people are. We have that. We've also interviewed, we go around and we interview older Kitherians to learn about their lives and what it was like. Stamatula was another one that we did that with. I interviewed my aunt. I interviewed my aunt in Athens. And I brought my video camera with me to Kitira with the idea that Terry and I are going to go around and we're going to interview people. Now, we haven't done it yet, but we kind of have a date set next week to go interview one of the older ladies in Logos Etianica. So that's a little bit about how we've gotten started. I'm going to let Terry talk a little bit about the chart.